This is episode 1711. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we'll be exploring this week. For 7 days, you will be exploring love. And this is in time for Valentine's Day week. This week, we celebrate Valentine's Day. And for the entire month of February, the focus will be on love. In each meditation series that's released each week, you will discover a different aspect of love. And throughout this collection of love meditation series, we will be tapping into the wisdom of C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was a theologian as well as a professor at Cambridge and Oxford University in England. And he died in 1963. He is well known for many of his literary works. You may know him from The Chronicles of Narnia. So he had a very diverse career where he wrote academically as well as creating imaginative novels for children. So in his book, The Four Loves, he explores the four kinds of love in our life. And the week before last, we explored the first love, which was that familiar love, storges, which is love that is more based on affection or familiarity, usually with family members. They sort of have to like us because they can't necessarily leave us, so to speak. We don't need to be around our family members, but there's usually always a bond or connection with those people in our especially immediate family. Well, this week's series is all about the love that you choose for yourself. We cannot choose our family, but we can choose our friends and our lovers. So romantic love, or eros, is what this series is all about. And if you are not necessarily romantically involved with anyone, know that you will still benefit from this series because love is the foundation for your life. Without love, any kind of love, we are not so likely to thrive. Infants, when they are born, if they are not loved or shown affection or touched, they don't thrive, and often they don't survive. People who are sick, when they're visited or someone sending them good thoughts or prayers, they heal faster. There have been many scientific studies on this, and the Heart Math Institute is an organization that actually measures love, the emotion of love, and love is considered to be the strongest of human emotions. Love can be the happiest part of your life or the most painful. And the reason I selected C.S. Lewis for a love series, his book, The Four Loves, is because he gives a very in-depth scholarly. He was indeed a very well-noted scholar, but he also gives more of a scientific-based reflection on love. And so for an emotion that's so powerful, it's helpful to read his more objective analysis on love. I found that for myself, it gave me great insight regarding all my relationships, because his book covers all the different kinds of love relationships in your life. I especially found it useful regarding romantic love. So I hope you enjoy this series and gain insight into the love in your own life. I want to mention again and highlight that, as you'll discover through this series, if you are not currently involved in romantic love, you will still benefit from thinking about those people that you may even put on a pedestal, those people that you love or admire greatly, that you may not even know. They may be people that you know about, yet who you still feel this soul connection with. So this is the kind of series that will help you cultivate love outside of yourself, not what love can do for you or what you can take from love, but rather love as an extension of who you are, a soul connection type of love. You know you can find, as always, the full half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. I share a daily meditation where you can meditate for up to half an hour, however long you want, but up to a half an hour every day. And there are over 1,700 guided meditations there. And you can try it for 2 weeks. Free access to the full app. And you also receive a weekly journal customized for each week's series, as well as a slowdown guide, which is like a meditation cheat sheet at your fingertips, with each technique I share this week right there for you to apply to your life, whether you're meditating or in your most stressful moment throughout your day. Again, this Sip and Om meditation app, 2 weeks free for you. As you settle yourself down, begin to relax your mind and body. Begin to notice your breath and your technique for today is to open up to love in your life, thinking about someone you love, a soulmate, and allowing yourself to experience those soul qualities that elevate you to an expression of love. Feel love within you. Meditate to the point where you could go a little longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.